Show.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Please be advised that the following story contains information about the rape of a minor and may be upsetting to young or sensitive listeners. A KZN man has begun serving a life imprisonment sentence after pleading guilty to the rape of his daughter. The 29-year-old was sentenced in the Greytown Regional Court this week. Police say the incident occurred within the Greytown Policing Precinct. KZN Police spokesperson Siyabonga Kwanyana says the man arrived at a home where the 8-year-old girl was living with her aunt. Kwanyana says he was under the influence of alcohol and demanded that the child sleep in his room.
Upon questioning her, the child revealed that she had been raped by her father. A case of rape was immediately opened and assigned to a dedicated detective, Sergeant Richard Gilding of Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit. The accused was swiftly arrested and a thorough investigation was conducted. All evidence was carefully compiled and presented before court.
An independent economist says motorists can expect a steep fuel price hike in July. Bonke Dumisa says South Africans should brace for a sharp increase driven by a spike in oil prices. Petrol is predicted to rise by up to 53 cents a litre, diesel by around 84 cents. Dumisa says the increase also points to the return of the fuel levy and the conflict involving Iran and Israel.
There was that fear that there will be reduced Brent crude oil production, because if Iran cannot sell or produce more fuel because of those military attacks by Israel and the USA, it meant then you've got fewer countries producing Brent crude oil, which then increases the price.
And news coming in from the Western Cape. Provincial police have found a 9-day-old baby boy who was allegedly abducted at a local shopping complex in Bellville over the weekend. Police spokesperson Frederick van Wyk.
The mother of the 9-day-old baby was at a local shopping complex in Bellville when she became nauseous. She left the child in the care of a woman who was with her when she went to the bathroom. Upon her return, the mother could not locate the woman and the baby. She reported the incident with Bellville police for further investigation.
Van Wyk says they found the baby last night.
Owing to the meticulous investigation and the analytical approach to the information at their disposal, the team pounced on an address in Honolulu Street in Tafelsig on Monday night, where they found the child and in the process detained a 37-year-old female for kidnapping.
On the international front, following weeks of relative silence after clashing with Donald Trump, Elon Musk has warned the US president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill will increase national debt. Musk has stepped up attacks on Trump's proposed tax and spending bill weeks after a spectacular fallout between them. In a post on X, Musk says those who had campaigned on cutting spending but then backed the bill should hang their heads in shame. Your top story this hour. A KZN man has begun serving a life imprisonment sentence after pleading guilty to the rape of his daughter. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.